And I want to welcome into the studio now Barbara Jennings. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, John. How are you doing? It's a great day. And this week, we have loads of freebies. We're always going on about freebies in this show. And wait for it, folks. Culture Night's upon us again. And if you've never heard of this, it's been an annual event for quite a while. And it's on Friday, the 21st of September. Now, the first thing you're going to have to do is get hold of the brochure, folks. Now, the brochures are all over the place. I mean, you can go into Suffolk Street and get it in the tourist area place, and it's in the pubs, it's in the art galleries, and it's a black small book with multicolours on it. You can't miss it with this hand, and I'm telling you, you can't miss it. Get hold of one of these. Now, if you can't get hold of one of these, culturenot.ie will give you all the information you need. Now, one important part, Culture Nights is all over the city, and it can take a bit of time walking from A to B. And this year they put on Transport for a Culture Night, and you can avail of these complimentary buses, which are fantastic. There are four of them. They're departing every 20 minutes from, for example, Bachelor's Walk, Pier Street, Aston Quay and Eden Quay, and they go to different destinations, and you can hop on and hop off, which is a brilliant thing. And another thing I discovered is their transport partner, Éireann Rud Éireann and Irish Rail, are giving away 100 free family passes for travel on Culture Night. And you just have to visit culturenot.ie for details on how to win. Hey, that's a good one, to win one of them for the whole family. That cuts down on prices, you know. And that means a lot these days, and not everybody has money, you know. So what else? Well, there's a ballad tour. This might interest us. At 7:30 outside Smock Alley Theatre in Cowes Lane. And it's going to be ballads of old, rendered comical and moving songs by Sean Fitzgerald and friends, and learn a bit about the history of Dublin. Now, there's so much going on. I'm just choosing a few of them, just to see if you're interested in it, you know. Culture Night with RTE. There's a concert will presented by Sean Rocks and broadcast from RTE Radio 1 Arena from 8 to 10. And there's Classic Drive, RTE Lyric FM from 4 to 7. And again, just read all about it in this booklet. Now, the whole booklet is into different quarters. It has like the Liberties and Historic Quarter, for example. You know the way you've been? We all go around Dublin, and there is so much to visit, but we don't go in, like Christchurch Cathedral. I mean, it's amazing. It's a beautiful building. Have you ever been there? Have you ever walked into Christchurch Cathedral and sort of wow and see what the place is like? More than likely, you haven't, you know. You haven't done that at all. And on another field, then, there's the Dublin Camera Club, and that was founded in 1945. That's in Lower Camden's, 10 Lower Camden Street. And, I mean, pop in. You might have thought for all those years ago, I might get involved in photography. Hey, go chat to the people. Go talk to them. They'll give you everything you need. And, of course, the AIB Choral Society on a completely different level. That's between 6:30 and 9 in the bank, AIB Bank in Grafton Street. These are all walking distance of each other. You can weave in and out. And if you get a book like this, you can sort of mark down the ones you want to go to. Now, the Bewley's Theatre Cafe is always one. Now, we have missed Bewley's, I mean, the way it was years ago, I know. But these guys are really good, the Bewley's Theatre Cafe. And their timing is from 6 to 11 on 78 and 79 Grafton Street, up on the second floor. Isn't that just a brilliant thing to go to a little play? Usually they have these small plays and everything else. Now, of course, there's every gallery in the city. Every art gallery in the city is open. You never know. They might have a glass of wine or not. I don't know if they have or not, or if I'm allowed to say that or not. They might have one for me because we're promoting them. But they're from 4 o'clock onwards, and the Gaiety School of Acting. How about a strange one? The Dublin Body Paint Organisation. Can you imagine that?
I can imagine, yes, what that's all about.
You can imagine what that's all about, John, can you? Yeah. And the Graphic Studio Gallery. Now, I like the Graphic Studio Gallery, and I do be promoting it, because they are they just promote the old ways of lithography and etching and the older traditional ways of printing, not digital or anything. And these skills and crafts need to be promoted. And then there's the Dance Centre. How about the Chocolate Factory? It isn't what it seems. It's full of artists and designers and architects. And I doubt if there's a bit of chocolate in there anyway, you know. But then there's the Buddha Centre. There's some people might want to meditate and be spiritual. And there's the Buddha Centre. That looks interesting. That's in Liberty Corner, number 5 Liberty Corner in Dublin 1. And that's from 4 to 11. Just please do pop in. The Design House. Have you been to the Design House? Right up there in Trinity Enterprise and Technology Centre, Pierce Street, in the junction of the Grand Canal Quay. That's full of jewellery makers and craft workers and creations. And they're always working there. Now, there's the Freemasons Hall. And, of course, have you been to the Little Museum of Dublin? That is actually really worth going to. And that's up in St. Stephen's Green. There is so much, so much. Do you go into the Book of Kells? Do you know what the Book of Kells look? We all go by Trinity College how many times? But do we go into the Book of Kells? Probably not. I must go in myself, actually.
Have you never seen the Book of
Kells? I have seen it many times. But they turn a page, so
yeah,
as well we're going in more than just once, you know? And the Dance Theatre of Ireland and everything like this. Now, if you need to get information on this, you can go for... The best way is Dublin, just culturenight.ie. Culturenight.ie is the best one.
Okay, and there's lots and lots going on.
Only a flavour. That's just giving a flavour of different things that are going on. Try to give a broad flavour. I didn't bother going too much into the art galleries. Just go into all of them.
Yeah, and an awful lot of the events that are happening.
The RHA are open. There's IMAS open. All the galleries are open. The doorway is there. Molesworth Gallery, Solomon Gallery, so many of them, and they're all the ones I mentioned are in the top notch of art in this city, visual art I should say, because there's lots more to art than just the visuals, which I do like talking about the visual arts myself because nobody else does.
Okay, Barbara. And there all that information is on culturenight.ie.
Yeah, or get the brochure. It's a gorgeous booklet, this booklet, you know. Get the booklet and just can mark it off yourself what you want and bring it with you, you see. That's why it's good to get the little book, because you can bring it with you and you're looking up things. So what do we do now and where do we go now? And it's a fantastic way of educating your children. Because there's going to be, all the way around the city, there's going to be people that might jump out at you. There might be street theatre and all sorts of things. You never know what's going to happen on Culture Night.
Okay, and it's all happening this Friday.
This Friday, from about 4 o'clock on, from 4 o'clock on to late.
Yeah, and either get the booklet or go on to www.culturenight.ie.
Yeah.